Express Bob Morning Show, 8 minutes past, make that 9 minutes past the hour. She's here, Tracy, our resident astrologist. And if you got questions, you can call us, 877-PAR-SHOW. Of course, you can tweet them as well. Hi, Tracy. What's going on these days? Like, what is in the moon and the stars, and you know, what moon are we in?
This week has actually been a funky week.
Really?
It's been a tense week because, you know, the planets above are making all sorts of very constricted angles to one another in the sky. And so we're feeling it down below. There's a new moon today in the sign of Libra later on this evening. And so new moons always bring about new beginnings. And because it's in the sign of Libra, it'll probably be new beginnings relationship speaking on the relationship front for most of us. But that new moon is coming up against some friction against with a couple of other planets above. So while it can be a new start, it's not going to be without some tension first.
Okay. All right.
So that's what we can expect.
Okay, Rushmore Morning Show, hello.
How you doing?
Hey, you're on with Tracy. Who is this, and when's your birthday?
My name is Sunshine. My birthday is February the 8th.
Hey, Sunshine.
Is that your real, is that your real name, Sunshine? Oh, that's your work. That's your work
name.
Tell your mom I'm never coming home.
Go ahead, Sunshine.
My name is Winter. You can have it. There you go.
Really?
Winter.
That's very similar.
Yes, Winter,
that's
Sunshine.
Awesome.
Winter is such a cool name. Why don't you go? I mean, why did you change it to Sunshine?
No, my nickname is actually Sunshine.
Hi, Sunshine.
Sunshine Winter.
Get that work, girl. All right, so what's your question for Tracy?
I was going to ask about work because I just put in for, like, new job, and I was trying to see how, or did you feel like that I was going to get the jobs that I was applying for? I'm actually in law enforcement field.
Okay. What I can say for Aquarius in general is that there is an energy at play that's really forcing you to kind of get serious in terms of what you want for yourself on the career front. And so if you've been doing the work and putting out resumes and, you know, spreading your name and doing networking and doing different informational interviews, everything that is expected of you to find the job that you want, then I can say, yes, you will be rewarded.
Okay. Cool.
I swear, I thought with a name like Sunshine, I didn't think you were going to be in law enforcement. I thought you'd have a different
Officer Sunshine.
Profession.
I thought she was a stripper. What are you going to say? She was
a stripper? I thought she would have handcuffs, but pink furry ones.
She speaks in the schools. Officer Sunshine.
All right. Open your mouth. Morning Show, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. You're on with Tracy. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Shannon, and my birthday is 10-2, and I was just listening about the new beginnings for Libras and everything. But my question is, my husband and I separated right now, but I wanted to know if my marriage is going to work, if we're going to reconcile.
When's your birthday?
October 2nd.
And when is, happy belated birthday. When's your husband's birthday?
March 13th.
Did he send you something for your birthday?
He didn't send me nothing.
Mm. That's a sign right there.
You know, to be quite honest, I would need to do a full astrological reading to look at your full makeup. I can't answer this question just by knowing your sun signs alone. But, you know, what I can say, Libras in general are really learning some lessons when it comes to relationships. And those lessons involve, you know, identifying a sense of freedom within your relationships. Libras are so relationship oriented, always looking out for the other people, always considerate of others, so on and so forth. But now you're entering a period where you kind of want more freedom. And if that is the case for you, then that alone should tell you whether or not you two will get back together.
But does her sign and her husband's sign, do they usually get along?
Libra with Pisces, it's interesting because both signs can be very abstract and fickle, you know?
Yes.
And so because of that, it can be difficult for you to find a common sturdy ground to work from in terms of foundation. Your similarities there make the relationship tricky, but it's not necessarily a bad match.
Listen, if he didn't get you none for your birthday, I'm just saying.
Freddie.
No, I didn't get anything for my birthday.
I'm saying that's her husband.
Did he wish you a happy birthday?
Yeah,
at least?
Tweet
like,
something. Text?
I mean, he finally sent me a message on Facebook, but it wasn't like to my wife or anything. It was like with love and everything. I was like, what kind of
That tells me a little something.
Yeah, how long have you been married?
Actually, I just got married last April.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, so we're still newlyweds, but we just like I waited 35 years to get married, And I kind of wanted to work, but if it's not going to, then I need to know because I'm still young and I got to live. I want to live.
What happened? What happened, Brianna? Separate. Okay, I'm sorry. Albert told me to move on. I want to know so bad. Well, April, it's only October.
Either way, like I said, this new moon in Libra represents a fresh start for you. Good. It's not going to be without some tension first. So keep that in mind, but nevertheless, it is a new start for you. And so you can certainly put out intentions now if you're trying to get to a better place for yourself in the long run.
Cut your losses. All right. She needs to cut her losses. April, yeah. It's October. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
Try to make it work married. First. If it doesn't work,
they're married.
Barely married. Russ Barr Morning Show, hello. Hello. Hi. What's your name and what's your question for Tracy?
My name's Maya, and I'm an Aquarius, and I just wanted to know about... I'm in school, so I wanted to know about my education route and I guess my love life, too.
Yeah, Aquarius.
Yes.
Well, interestingly enough, you should be experiencing some activity now in your love life. There's been a pretty aggressive energy happening for Aquarians on the relationship front. And so if you have not been involved with anyone or dating anyone, I would expect that to happen sooner rather than later because it's kind of that time for Aquarians in general. Okay.
Okay.
In terms of education stuff, actually, it's interesting because the new moon that I was speaking of earlier represents new beginnings. And for Aquarius, that new beginning has to do with education and philosophy and broadening your scope of life and things of that nature. And so this is actually a positive energy for you with regards to your education. So that's a new start
there. It sounds like it. Yep.
Thank you.
Sweet. Thanks for your call. Coming up, we're going to have more with Tracy. More. So call more. 877 Parshow. Or you can tweet us at Russ Parshow.
It's a good Friday.
This is a great Friday.
I love the energy in the room.
Oh, my God. There's so much great energy when Tracy comes. Yes. I'll be smiling. It's the Russ Barr Morning Show, 27 minutes past the hour. Tracy, our resident astrologist, is here. If people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Email me, Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, at randomnessofrudy.com.
All right. So you got questions, call now, 877-PAR-SHOW. Somebody just tweeted me, but I lost the tweet. They wanted to know something. I'm going to make them tweet you.
I need to learn how to read the numbers and the stars.
No, you, what? And then you don't need Tracy.
Reading.
Okay, so listen. Somebody wants to know about Taurus. And love. That's all they wrote. Mr. K-N-W-L.
Yeah, Taurus with love is Taurus is all about love. This is the year for Taurus, but it's going to be hard because this is an energy that is forcing all Tauruses to kind of buckle down and commit. And you
are
either,
they committers or tourist committers?
They are, but they take a long time to get to that point. And so Taurus in general, if you're in a relationship, if you want to be in a relationship, you know, you're really going to have to put forth effort in disciplining yourself and committing to the person of your affections or walk away. But in other words, there's no in between here.
All right. Russ Barr Morning Show. Hello. You're on with Tracy.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, who is this and what is your question?
Hey, my name is Rashawn, and I'm from Baltimore.
Hang it up.
Don't hang up on it.
All right,
don't hang up on it. Give me a read.
What is your Brittany?
Come on, get right to it. What's your question,
Rashawn?
Man? Come on.
Listen, man. Y'all want to know about, love and relationships. You know, what do you see in my future?
Is this question about old girl? You asking about old girl?
I'm moving on. That's in the past, man. That's in the past.
What's your 3462, right?
You're wrong.
Birthday.
What's your birthday?
It's April 1st, 1985.
Okay. Well, if you want to know about relationships, this new moon in Libra speaks of relationships in general for Aries.
Thank gosh.
And so if you're looking to make a commitment, if you're looking for a fresh start, now is definitely the time to do so.
Let her go.
Do you think me and Brittany make a good matchup?
Hang up.
Probably not.
Hold on 1 second. We'll let you speak to her.
Rest of our morning show. Hello. Why are you always trying to hook Brittany up?
Good morning.
Hello.
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 Good morning.
All right, let's try another line.
Albert over there pushing a lot of buttons.
Lot. Russ Barr Morning Show. Just one. Just push one. Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this and what's your question for Tracy?
Yes, my name is Latia. I have a question for Tracy. I'm a Cancer.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know where my career is going and my birthday, my relationship. I'm in a relationship with a Taurus, and I just heard talking about a Taurus.
Yeah, I mean, this is the year of commitment for Taurus, and Taurus with Cancer is actually a good match. As far as career stuff, you've been experiencing some changes on the career front over the past couple of years, and hopefully you've been able to, run with those changes, but I'm sure they've kind of come up in an unexpected fashion. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Well, know that the purpose of these changes is for you to essentially identify the career that you want for yourself. You know, you're at a point where you want to do what you want to do as opposed to having a job and just collecting a paycheck. So keep that in mind. And generally speaking, this is a good year for Cancer. So you've got some positive energy affecting you in all areas of life now through next June. Okay?
All right. Next call, Rest Bar Morning Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
I was calling this Tracy.
Okay. What's your question?
My question is, I'm a Gemini, and I want to know about relationships, finance, I guess, or career, and like love or whatever.
Man, well. You need a reading.
Yeah. We can't do all that.
Can't do all that. But what I can tell you, relationship energy tends to pick up for Geminis towards the end of the year.
So Gemini.
If you're looking for a potential committed suitor, you know, around the holidays is the best time for you. And the planet Venus is getting ready to move into the sign of Sagittarius, which is your opposite sign. And so, really, that energy is going to pick up for you now into the end of the year. So good luck.
Okay. And can I say one more thing? I've been in a relationship for about 5 years. He just recently got engaged about a year or two ago. And his birthday is December the 19th. I don't know the exact sign. Because I'm not really
Sagittarius. Wait a minute.
Let me just get this straight. You guys have been engaged for a year or two?
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to.
Let Tracy answer.
You don't know how long y'all been engaged?
2 years.
Y'all been engaged for 2 years. What's the wedding date?
Listen, I have not gotten into planning.
Wow.
It's been kind of rocky.
You can't plan until you get the date.
Yeah, if it's been rocky, I'm sure it's because of your Sagittarius.
Hey.
Sagittarians are tricky. They're hard to pin down.
But I thought now's the time, right?
Now is the time, though. Yeah, I mean, if you want to make it happen, now is the time
to do
it.
You know what to do tonight, girl.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Still
the deal. Oh, my goodness is right.
Set a date.
Get some handcuffs.
Engaged for 2 years.
What?
That's my morning show. Hello.
Yes. Are there still time for the astrology questions?
Yeah, come on. Last one. Come on.
My name is Kaya, and I just broke up with my boyfriend of 7 years, and I was just wondering, what does the signs hold for me?
Kaya, when's your birthday?
November the 6th.
Okay. You know, Scorpios in general are facing some tough lessons in just about all the areas of life.
Wow.
And I know it's heavy. I'm sorry to be so blunt, but it's true. For you, the lesson comes to essentially building sturdier foundations for yourself in terms of where you want to go with the rest of your life, irrespective of your relationships. And so, if anything, I would use this time to focus on you, to heal. Yeah. And to do what's necessary to get to where you want to be for your individual self.
Okay.
All right.
She sounds really like she did not like.
Can we do another?
I'm sorry.
Let's do another one.
We'll do a happy like, blend on a happy note.
Yes, Rest Bar Morning Show. Hello.
Yes, my name is Jeannie. My birthday is January the 3rd, and I want to know about love in my life.
This is a great year for love for you, actually. As a Capricorn, Cancer is your opposite sign, and Cancers represent our relationships. And so there's a really benevolent, fortune-bringing energy happening for you on the relationship front now into next year. So take advantage of it.
Thank you.
Yay. Rest Bar Morning Show, hello.
Rest Bar Morning Show.
You want to
talk to Tracy?
Hello. Hi, who's this and what's your question for Tracy?
Hi, this is Janice, and my question for Miss Tracy is, I am a Virgo, and I am in search of my most compatible sign. And by the way, I love you guys.
Hey, when's your birthday? I'm a Virgo, too. When's your birthday?
9/19.
Okay.
Okay. Well, to be quite honest, generally speaking, for Virgos, you guys tend to go well with Earth signs, Taurus and Capricorn, as well as Water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. I do offer an astrology reading called What is Your Attraction Factor? And that reading goes much more in depth in terms of identifying the types of relationships you're looking for, what you need, what you bring to the relationships, and so on and so forth. So if you want information that is specific to you and not general to all Virgos, I would definitely send me an email. We can schedule that reading. What is your attraction factor?
Okay. All right, there you go. You know what? I'm a Virgo and all my best friends are Geminis and Virgos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because y'all are both, Gemini and Virgos are ruled by the planet Mercury. Mm-hmm. And so there's a mental connection between
all right,
you.
So girl, look out for Geminis and Virgos, too.
Is that why she's stalking me all the time?
No, I don't like you, though. Not male Geminis.
I just
Rest Bar Morning
out.
Show, hello.
Yes, this is Claude calling to speak to the psychic.
She's not. She's what, number one.
We don't have one.
First off,
sir.
I want you to calm down. Astrologer. Calm down. Number one.
We don't have one.
Number
of those,
two,
sir.
She is. She's an astrologist. So I need you to take it down just a notch. Okay, you're on. Ma'am? You're on. What's your question for Tracy?
Your birthday.
Oh, my birthday is 8/20.
Okay, what's your question?
My question is to asking her. I started a business. 7 years ago, a cleaning service business, and I keep on running into brick walls and stuff. I was wondering why I keep running into brick walls.
I don't know why you keep running into brick walls, but 7 years usually represents a cycle. So honestly, first of all, what I can say, Leos in general with regards to career mm-hmm. and businesses are, for the most part, you know, you guys have some positive energy on your side. This may represent a time for you to kind of step back and rethink your business plan.
Okay.
I would, the fact that you keep running into brick walls is telling that something needs to switch. Something needs to change.
Doesn't mean and you so, need to stop trying.
Yeah, it doesn't mean just you should stop trying, it, and it step. Doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with the business itself. But you may want to stop and look at, take a look at the business model itself and see what needs to change so that you can continue to grow.
Look at how you're running your business.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Tracy, if people want to get in touch with you again, tell us.
Email me, Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, at randomnessofrudy.com.
All right, that's fantastic. And we can, you can actually get your horoscopes at the Westboro Morning
yep.
Show.com.
Yep. Yep.
Check
exactly.
that out, too.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Coming up,
thanks
we got horoscopes, but they're different than yours.
They're better than yours, Tracy. I know. Check these out.